We're watching Hurricane Irma as it crosses the Caribbean. The storm brought 185 mile per hour winds to the islands of Antigua and Barbuda. It is expected to hit parts of the British Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico later today and possibly hit Florida later this week. Florida Governor Rick Scott today defended his decision to declare a statewide emergency on Monday.
The storm is bigger, faster, and stronger than Hurricane Andrew. We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family.
We are joined now by Philip Levine, who's the mayor of Miami Beach. Mayor, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And you asked people to start leaving Miami Beach yesterday. How many have left, or how many do you expect to leave?
Well, we don't have an exact count, but I can just tell you word on the street is people are starting to heed my advice and starting to move out of the city, both visitors and residents. The county did a mandatory evacuation for folks with special needs. We have been in contact with our homeless population. We're offering them assistance, working with the elderly. But I just believe, and it's most important not to wait for an evacuation order, that if you have a plan, work with that plan, and if you don't, make one. But bottom line is, start moving out of Miami Beach. This is a very dangerous, very serious storm.
And where do you want people to go? Because at this point, it's not exactly clear where this storm is going to go.
Exactly. So two situations. Number one, if you have friends and families off our barrier island, we recommend that you go stay with them. Number two, when the evacuation order comes, which will be mandatory, the county's shelters will open up, and we'll be notifying all our residents and visitors the exact location of those shelters, and we have even special shelters where you can bring your pet. Now, of course, those shelters will be able to withstand storms.
What have you been doing to prepare for potential damage in Miami Beach?
Well, multiple things. First of all, what we have done is we've tried to get as many portable generators as possible. We started last week. Number two, we have portable pumps. Number three, we have been making sure that all construction projects, well, whether they be public or private, have ceased, and that all potential debris and materials are tied down or taken away. Of course, we are in full communication with our residents through social media, through the news media, making sure that they all take responsibility to have their own personal plan, advising them that if there is no water in the stores, use that good old-fashioned thing called the faucet, because the water in Miami Beach right now is clean and fresh. And of course, with this magnitude of a storm, the most important thing is the safety of our residents and our visitors.
What about construction cranes? Obviously, there are, as you say, a lot of construction sites in Miami Beach. What are you telling people to do if they live near one of those cranes?
Well, our building department is pretty savvy on this. These cranes will either be taken down, they'll be tied down, or they'll be put in a, hopefully, God willing, in a position where they won't be a threat to any of the structures, of course, or to our residents. And that's real specialized and specific, and there's codes that apply to those cranes.
Are you having to deal with tourists who are worried about either leaving or staying in Miami Beach for the storm?
Well, we work very closely with our hotel association, and they've gotten the word out to the hotels, and the hotels have begun advising their guests to start leaving, preparing to leave. And of course, if there are guests in Miami Beach that were stranded and couldn't leave, they'll be advised to go to shelters, and we once again will be offering assistance and buses to help people get to their shelters.
Mayor Levine, Miami Beach has been very active in preparing for climate change and trying to adapt to sea level rise. Irma is now one of the most powerful hurricanes ever to form in the Atlantic. It comes just after Hurricane Harvey, which set a record for rainfall in the U.S. Do you think we're seeing here the effects of climate change?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I think these you know, unique, severe weather events are becoming more and more common, and we're going to have to expect them for the future. What happened in Houston was devastating with the amount of water and rain. Here in Miami Beach, we've been raising our roads, putting in pumps for the last 3 years. But as you can imagine, they're no match for a hurricane. Storm surges can go anywhere from 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, who knows, feet high. We've been dealing, of course, with sea level rise and normal rains and flooding and doing the best we can. And we're investing a tremendous amount of money to make our city resilient.
So over the next 24 hours, what's your biggest concern?
Well, I would say my biggest concern is making sure people heed my advice and the county's advice, our city's advice, to get yourself out of our barrier island. Don't take any chances. We don't want any heroes. Services will begin being reduced at a certain point as the storm gets closer, and it gets closer and it starts to hit Miami Beach. We hope it doesn't, but we have to plan for the worst and hope for the best. So my concern would be to make sure people listen. Your safety is utmost importance to the city of Miami Beach.
That's Philip Levine, the mayor of Miami Beach, Florida. Philip Levine, thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you for the opportunity. Bye-bye.